What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah,
Jenkins, and this week we're going to get back into some more souls. All right, we have, that was Jay Blackfoot, Taxi, epitome of soul there, Memphis soul. we are celebrating the Christmas holidays, and that was the time that the album City Slicker was released during the Christmas holidays with Jay Blackfoot, and it really did well during that period of time. And at the same time, the Thriller album was out, and a lot of people were going to the record shops. So we want everybody to listen, and we're going to play another one of Soundtown's hit artists, Miss Shirley Brown. She's telling everybody to leave the bridges standing. The first little rendition you're going to hear here is Shirley Brown talk about Used to Be Your House. That's getting ready to go off, and then going to hear Leave the Bridges Standing. So here she is, Shirley Brown, Leave the Bridges Standing.
Time.
To call in if they have any questions concerning the music business, call in to 347-838-9142. It's 347-838-9142. And we will give you your answers to any questions that you have concerning the music industry or the music business. And also, we want everybody to go into Amazon.com and check the book out, Lead an Excursion in Soul. An Excursion in Soul will give you most of the answers that you have concerning the music industry, especially the music industry beginning during the R&B era. From 1960 to now. So please check it out. It's your Blackfoot, the way of the city.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there. Is the only rule.
Soul Town. All right. We are celebrating the Christmas holidays, and we want everybody to celebrate with us. And time to kind of bag up off the turkey and dress in a little bit, get a little exercise, so we won't pick up those extra pounds that we dread so bad when the first of the year come around. But definitely we want everybody to go into Amazon and check the book out, An Excursion in Soul, and look at what transpired and what happened in the soul music era and what it was all about and some of the names that were in that era that were legends in their own time, as we would say. People like Aretha Franklin and Otis Redding and Isaac Hayes, Al Green, to name a few, staple singers. And all of these people were a part of this great era that hasn't been forgotten, but has been overlooked in somewhat in some areas, but we're gonna make sure that don't continue. We're gonna keep hope alive, as they would say. We're gonna keep the soul era alive and keep soul music in the forefront. Keep music in the forefront, real music in the forefront, and make sure that the genre is treated equal to all the other genres, even though it is probably the most financial beneficial genre out of all. I mean, you have the Michael Jacksons, you have the Marvin Gaye, you have the staple singers and Johnny Taylors and all these people. I mean, we are talking about an economic explosion for music, and which could have been even greater if it wasn't so much racial discrimination going on at that particular time, and something we can't change because it's in the past, but we can try to prevent it from occurring in the future and in the present, as we are going through right now. I mean, we need commercial equalism. We need economic equalism. We need, if there's a musical genre, it need to be put out front regardless of the color or the racial, religious, or whatever persuasion of a particular song. I mean, if a song is sung by a Chinese, an African American or whatever it need to be. And if it's a hit, it need to be treated like it is. And don't stop creativity because of some kind of bigoted, racial, discriminatory situation. It don't make any sense at all, because all you're doing is constraining capitalism and making it where a certain group cannot have any kind of beneficial kind of benefits from what they create. It don't make any sense, because it's only going to help the entire community financially, economically, social, politically, everything. So we do not need to stop any kind of growth in music or the arts. If it has the potential to be economically successful, it need to be allowed to do that, regardless of the race of the person that is singing or performing or whatever. It need to be allowed to be successful. And there is something like that happening in Soul Town, and it need to be looked at closely and not just washed away, you know, and just don't treat it like it's not anything, because it is. Could mean billions of dollars going into the coffers of a city that is very much in need of it, that is suffering from poverty on all levels. So we definitely need to do what we can do to give music an opportunity to thrive and get whatever economic benefits that's available to the public and to the community. Because if we don't, we're doing a disservice to ourselves and our community by acting like we're crazy. Why would we block economic growth in our community because it is coming out of a certain sector of the community? It should be accepted, welcomed, regardless of what sector of the community is coming out of, because you're dealing with something that's going to benefit the entire community. Especially you got people here who are starving and can't find work, but yet and still a certain sector of the community, a certain genre, is going to be repressed, and, you know, because of the racial makeup of the producers and creators of that particular music. So it don't need to be that going on, and I think that the community has to step up and say, we're not going to allow this to happen. We're not going to allow music to be suppressed in our community because it is created by African Americans or anybody. Why should we do that? And you dealing with something that is indigenous to a particular area of the world, of the country, just like cotton is indigenous to Mississippi or tobacco is indigenous to North Carolina or wherever. You can't stop economic growth in any sector of the community. If it's legal, it's beneficial, it has to be allowed to flourish. I mean, it can't be just suppressed because of some kind of bigoted thought that existed in the antebellum era or something. We have to look at it as something that is beneficial to our community. They could bring in millions and millions of dollars into this community that has done it before and can't do it again with no major problems. You could spend less money doing that than you could bringing a corporation here and giving them all the tax breaks and everything else, and yet they still can get up and leave. But this is something that's going to be here forever. It's been here forever since Reconstruction, and it needs to be done, and it's something that needs to be looked at real closely. But back to Soul Town, we're going to hear a little bit more of Miss Shirley Brown talking about her boyfriend, okay?
I'm so glad that you're a friend of mine.
Everybody to go by and check out Chick for Cheap on Mount Moriah, 2500 Mount Moriah Boulevard in Memphis, Tennessee, and get you some new clothes. They have a big Christmas sale going on and some real good deals. Men, women, and children. Ask for Myra or Brenda, and they'll definitely take care of you. They will definitely take care of you. But, all right, we're going to do a little bit more here with Jay Blightfoot. Here he is with his hit single. It was released on the Christmas holidays, 1983. It was a hit all the way through 1984. Taxi.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah, taxi. Take me to the other side of town. Just as fast as you can. Taxi. Before my lady puts me down. flag. Just as fast as you can. Her new love is coming to get us. I'm going out of my mind. Going out of my mind. She's my reason for living. And this is why I'm willing to run red lights. Sometimes, just as long as I get there on time. That's it. With the fire that you can.
Okay, like I said, if you have any questions about anything concerning the music industry, please call in 347-838-9142 and give us some kind of information or give us a question that you have concerning the music industry. If anybody is interested in the music industry, give us a call. And maybe we can give you some tips on the best way to go. It's not a business that is well documented in the classroom, in books. But if you give us a call, I think we can help you. And don't forget to call Cheek for Sheep. Check them out. Go by 2500 Mamaroneck Boulevard, Memphis, Tennessee. And also, we want everybody to just kind of look at the history of music in America. And how the pop culture works as far as music is concerned. What does it take to become actually a part of the pop culture with a musical composition? What does it take to make that musical composition a part of that culture? Is it a certain amount of sales, a certain amount of even at this time is a certain amount of social media that you have to reach as far as YouTube, how many twists do you get from Twitter, or what does it actually take? Are you all concerned about that? Is the music industry changing to a point of where it's not really the actual song or the talent of the artist or whatever anymore? It's just a matter of the amount of capital, commercial promotion and marketing that is put into a particular product. Or what does it take? I mean, is talent a main instrument now, which used to be the main instrument, but is it still the main instrument, the main thing that determines the success of a particular product, or is it how much capital is put into the coffers to promote it and market it? But this is something that we definitely want everybody to look at. But like I said, Soul Town's main thing is to try to bring everybody abreast of what soul music is about and was about and continues to be about. And we want a lot of you to listen. Next year is going to be dedicated a lot to looking at it from a standpoint of who was involved in the soul era, what kind of profits were made. There were more profits, we can say this, there were more profits made during that era than any other era in music ever, ever. And that's a fact. There were more musical products sold during that era. And at that time, the only musical product mainly was available were albums, singles, and at the end of the era, videos emerged. But that was a very profitable era in music. And this is something that can be duplicated. It's not nothing that, because the talent that individuals have did not stop. It's still there. It's still coming. There are some young Marvin Gaye, some young Sam Cooke, some young James Browns, and some young Johnny Taylors and Isaac Hayes. And I mean, these guys are here. And all we got to do is find them. If it wasn't for people like Willie Mitchell, who went and found Al Green, and Berry Gordy, who discovered innumerable amounts of talent, you know, over the period of time, from Stevie Wonder to Smokey Robinson and the Temptations and on, you know, I mean, the Supremes. So the talent is no shortage of talent. It's just a matter of it being developed. And it has to be developed. It's not going to jump out at you, but it has to be developed. And over a period of time, that can happen. The writers and the producers, they are still available. It's just a matter of developing them, making them available, showing them the route to take and the best way to take it. And it's a good time now because there are still a lot of the old heads still around that were writing back in the days of Ray Charles and, you know, all these people. You know, I mean, you know, you go back to Nat King Cole and, you know, I mean, just people who were great singers, and you had people who were great writers, and they need to be developed. And we need to put some emphasis on that. That's one thing that Soulville group in Memphis at the Stax Academy, they're doing. They're developing these people on a consistent basis. And we want them to continue to do that. And we want them to continue to try to bring out the best talent available in all of these great young entertainers, great young creators, because that's what we need, and that can definitely help to help to make the economic impact bigger and broader. So we definitely want to continue to do that as we go along. Here's we're gonna run Miss Shirley Brown one more time in a song that was written for the great Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, but Miss Shirley Brown did it, and it turned out to be a smash on her also. So, in the song that you're going to hear a little of it in the beginning of this. It's going to be Used to Be Your House, and announce another man's home, but it's going to be going off about just a short excerpt of it, and then we're going to go into Leave the Bridges Standing. Okay, here we go.
There'll have to be
Need a Bridge of Standing, Shirley Brown. It was a hit during the soul era. Hit the Billboard charts with a bullet. Anytime you can do that, you're doing real good. So we want to keep everybody listening to soul music and checking out Soul Town, and we're going to have some top guests on and let you all hear about their careers and what's going on with them and what kind of steps are being made in the music industry right now to preserve music, basic music that was so predominant and prevalent in the soul music era. And we are hoping and supporting all the efforts to develop and bring about some of the young talent that is still available and this hadn't been cultivated yet. And we want them to know that if they have the talent, they think they have the talent, they should try to get it to the point of where it can be heard by the masses. And anybody who think that they have the talent, they need to get in contact with somebody as soon as possible. Give us a call here at Soul Town, and if we can't help you, we can put you in contact with somebody who can. Because talent is a terrible thing to waste, and it's a lot of it getting wasted. It's a lot of it been wasted, so we don't want to waste any more if we can help it. So we want everybody that has some talent or think they have some talent or know somebody that's got some talent to contact us and let's know. Because there are people looking for talent every day. It's not a situation where it's so too much. It's a shortage of real talent out there right now, and we want to help it's available to get out there and do your thing, you know, get out there and let the world know that, hey, the talent is here. And call us at 347-838-9142. Blog Talk Radio, Soul Town, the sound of music. And we will definitely get it out to the public and help you to reach that pedestal, that top of the mountain, whatever, you know, we want to help you to get there. If you got the talent, we want everybody to know it, and we want to be to take advantage of all of the economic benefits that there are for you and the rest of the community, and maybe we can bring some more jobs and more economic empowerment about in these impoverished areas of the country, because there are quite a few of them, and they are not getting any smaller. Okay, we're going to look again back to Jay Blackfoot, and we're gonna play his City Slick album, the first two songs off his City Slick album, and the way they came out, the way the album came out, and what helped propel it to the top of the charts. These are the first two songs, and with Rod Kennedy doing the monologue. Here's The Way of the City one more time.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. a jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is a city, and you are there.
Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And as we say every week, we wish you love, peace, and soul. See you New Year's. See you next year.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah,